This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall Ray.
And I am Janelle, and we have a very spicy episode for you guys this week. Boy, oh boy.
Fully loaded.
Fully fucking loaded, folks.
Yep. We've got some big topics to cover this week. Lots going on.
Lots popping off. We got a little Liver King action going here.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're so excited to talk about liver. Mm-hmm. For short.
Yeah.
Liver for short.
Yeah.
Yeah. This dude is, surprise, a fraud.
Yeah. A giant fraud. And I bet a lot of you guys haven't heard of him. I mean, yeah. I don't think it's like everyone has followed this story. No. But if you know, you know.
You know.
And it's very interesting. I have been completely captivated by this whole Liver King fraud.
I feel like I'm a Liver King expert. Yesterday.
Oh, Liver King expert.
I'm a Liver King expert. Yes. Please welcome your Liver King expert. I've joined today. we have Liver King. We're also going to be talking about a very serious subject, the Balenciaga.
Yeah, holy shit.
Shit show. That is their horrible campaign that they launched.
Yeah, absolutely.
Disgusting.
I mean, just unbelievable, honestly. We have a lot to go over with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, unfortunately, we need to talk about Kanye again because he is gotten so much worse than when we last talked about him, which was a few, like maybe 2 months ago that we last spoke on Kanye. Mm-hmm. And yeah, shit got way worse.
Way worse. Like worse than I think most people even imagined him being. Like,
yeah.
Like some of the craziest shit that has come out of anyone's mouth in recent times is coming out of his mouth.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, you know, you shouldn't be shocked because it's Kanye, but it's so out of left field that
like,
it is
even
shocking.
For him, it's a little like, wait, you really said that?
Yeah.
So anyways, before we get all into that, though, we need to thank our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Who do we got today?
Stamps, HelloFresh, and Manscaped.
Ooh, thank you.
Also, we have new merchandise, folks.
Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, I'm so excited for this collection.
You
this
guys,
Sesh collection is so good.
Okay, I loved our last collection, don't get me wrong, but this collection I love even more, which
topped
I feel like
it.
That's how it's supposed
topped
to go,
it.
Right?
Which, unfortunately, Sydney's not here today. Yeah. She's busy. We've got a bunch of projects going on right now. Like, we're doing making some big moves here.
That's right.
For the new year. And so she's caught up with that and just couldn't take the time to be on the show with us today. Yeah. We do have Corelli, who is a trooper and is here, even though she is still sick.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us. We love you.
Of course. I wouldn't miss this episode for the world. I'm very excited about this episode.
Yeah, we've got a lot of spicy spice to go around here.
But yeah, our Sesh merch, you guys. We are so freaking excited about
Sydney
this.
Sydney put in so much work into this collection, and we all have been, you know, collabing on it for a while now. We really take quite a bit of time before merch comes out now to really hone in on what we want each piece to look like.
Literally,
you know.
Who knew that designing merch took so long, to be honest?
Like, oh, yeah. It's a lot more
insane.
Than anything.
But anyways, we have several new pieces that we came out with that we are so excited about.
Mm-hmm.
They're so freaking cute. We'll put them on the screen. If you're listening, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and like describe everyone, I would assume.
Yeah, not each one, but can we describe the faves?
Yeah. Okay, first off, folks, you know that we have a passion for pickles up in this bitch. So you know we had to make a pickle passion shirt, baby.
That's right, bitch. We actually made pickle merch.
This is the cutest shit ever.
It seriously turned out so good. And it's, you guys know, so we live for pickles, and it's about time that we have pickle merch. Honestly, I'm surprised it took us this long, but you guys were really requesting it when over the summer my pickle addiction was out of control during my pregnancy.
Delicious. But yeah, so the front of it, it's a white long sleeve tee. The front of it is this really cute little pink and green pickle jar. It says The Sesh on it.
I'm obsessed with this design.
Oh my God, it's so cute. And then the back of it is two dancing pickles, and they have like little high top sneakers on. They have little headphones. And there's a little disco ball. You guys seriously have to go on the site and look. Like, it's the cutest shit ever.
Yeah. It turned out so good.
Yes. So cute. We also have this really cool, we're calling it the Flower Power Crew Neck. It's got very like 70s hippie vibes. We got a little bus going. We got flowers. We got a little melting popsicle, a sun.
So cute.
It's a little collage of all different stuff. And it's very colorful, very cute. And it's on a crew neck. We also have we've never put our logo on anything, so we decided we needed to do that.
Yeah, you'd think we would have done that by now, too.
Yeah, we got a crew neck that says, keep it fresh, and tiny little wording on the front, and then on the back, it has our logo with, like, our colors behind it.
Yeah, kind of similar to our sign here.
Yes, so cute. And then we also have a sesh ticket. We're calling it Admit 1, and it's really cute. We worked really hard to get all the little details on it right. So you'll have to check it out and like read about it on the little ticket. But it's so cute. It has little like stars and clouds and happy faces.
Yeah, it turned out so good. We can't wait to see you guys in these ones. I was going to say, I think this time around we should encourage people to send in photos so we can actually see it on you guys. And
yeah, we could feature them on our show.
On the show. That's what I'm thinking. Like,
yes, that's a great idea.
If you buy
some
merch, take some pictures, send them to us. We'll have instructions about how to do that. I don't know how is best.
I think probably maybe just tagging us. Sesh. Tag the _ sesh podcast on Instagram.
Yeah. But use it. Do the grid post, because if it's on a story, we might miss it.
True. Yeah. Good point.
So grid post only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tag us.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, you can tag us in stories too, and we'll still repost you guys. But if you want to be on our show, then yeah, tag us on a grid post. But yeah, this stuff is so cute. We're really excited about it. And
I love this collection for all the shows. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really cute. And then as an added bonus, we just wanted to mention that we were able to do some stuff behind the scenes and lower our prices.
Yep. And we worked really hard to make that happen. So I hope you guys appreciate that.
Yes. But yeah, head on over.
It's a tricky, all the math of everything.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not a mathematician.
No.
Are you, Kendall?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
So, yeah. Head on over to milehighermerch.com to get that.
And again, big shout out to Sydney for working on this collection. And she put in time on all the collections for all the shows.
Which right now.
We have more stuff coming out too next year.
Exactly. Yeah. We have launched Mile Higher and Sesh first. And then we're going to be launching Lights Out and Kendall's channel come the new year. We wanted to kind of stagger them and not just like bombard you guys with tons of new stuff. So that's pretty much it. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Also, do you want to mention our NECMEC campaign?
Yes. Right now, Mile Higher Media is matching donations to National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And so far, you guys have been donating, you know, from other shows. I don't think we've announced it here yet. But I'm sure there's a lot of crossover, and we've already gotten some really amazing, super generous donations that we're really excited about. So we have a goal of hitting 100,000 by the end of the year. So yeah, we are matching dollar for dollar.
Up to 50,000.
Yes, up to 50,000. So take advantage of that. But you've got to donate through our specific link, which will be below.
Yep.
Or else we can't track it, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
Really exciting stuff.
I got you a little Christmas present. I was supposed to give it to you last week, and then I sucked and forgot.
Do you have it here?
Yeah, but it's in my office. Should I go get it?
Yeah, go get it.
Okay, it's just little.
Yay.
All right, I'm here with my giant bag.
Woo, bag of tricks. What you got for us?
Diapers.
Hell yeah.
Merry Christmas.
What's in my bag? What's in my bag?
Okay, so two things you love in life, especially around this time of year, beanies and the Grinch. Look what I find.
Shut up. Where did you get that?
American Eagle.
Oh my God, it's so soft. This is adorable. Guys, look.
I just knew you had to have it.
How fun is that?
Janelle loves a good beanie hat.
I love beanies. They're so cute. I can't wear other hats.
Oh, that's like a so cute on you.
I love that. That's so good.
It's so cute. I would wear it, but for some reason, I'm really like hot today. So yeah, I'll be sweating my balls off.
Wear it.
But it's so cute. Thanks for thinking of me.
You're welcome.
So cozy.
I know. It's fun. I love that thing.
It's very cute.
Okay. Let's move on here. We've got so much to get into, guys.
Okay, here we are.
Let's all take a dip. Let's like breathe for a second.
Breathe in. Hold for 4 seconds. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out.
That's nice. We should do that for all shows.
Mm-hmm.
Very
mm-hmm.
nice. The audience should join us. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you really can never have enough breath. Isn't that right?
That is correct. We need oxygen here in this bitch.
Okay. All right. So if you are not familiar mm-hmm. with Mr. Liver King, wow, what a character.
Oh my God, Josh.
God, you scared the shit out of me.
So I had never heard of this guy. I mean, he actually just kind of came on the scene in the last year, mm-hmm. but Josh showed him to me like 2 months ago. And I have found him to be so interesting. Just the whole Liver King. He's like a big character, right?
Yes.
So this guy, he's like, looks like Dave the Barbarian. And he
someone said
is,
he looks, or on Ace, they said that he looked like the King, Burger King.
Like, king.
The king.
Yeah, he totally does.
He was like low key not pleased with that. It was so funny, though.
Dude, yeah. He is a very interesting character, and he refers to his followers and people like him as primals mm-hmm. and people who are weak
as subprimals.
Yes. That's right. So let's get a little montage going here so we have an idea of who Liver King really is.
Correct.
I just broke my 24-hour fast by doing a simulated successful hunt, and now it is time to feast. Here's what we get to have. 3 ounces of liver. We got a couple ounces of pure marrow that we're going to scoop right out of this femur. We got 10 ounces of some bone and skin on sardines. 3 ounces of some fresh sashimi-style testicle.
Ew.
We have our vegetables. We have a huge chunk, a huge pile of carbs. We got some Liver King concoction in here with some grass-finished yogurt and maple syrup. And last but not least, here are my good friends, my condiments, my farm-fresh fermented ketchup, my maple syrup, and my olive oil.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going for the testicles right away because they don't taste that great.
So basically, he's eating raw meat for this diet.
And this is what Liver King is having for dinner today. Of course, I'm starting with liver with breakfast, lunch, and dinner because liver is king. I got my bone marrow right here with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The whole beast is always going to have a whole beast protein shake. I got a pound of fresh ground ribeye. I got 4 fresh fertilized egg yolks. I got some protein. I got some more chicken liver, liver on top of liver. I got my pork rind salad. I got my king right here with some raw testicle in it. And I got the hormone optimizing alpha organizer. I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, he's always promoting his little product.
With the king is happening. I'm saying Liver King.
His little
out.
Product.
So then he also does like
extreme weightlifting. My job
is an astronaut on Mars.
The ancestral lifestyle to model
to market, them, right?
To market
to
what?
Market like your shit.
It's to market this lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right? Because people are fucking hurting today. Most people live a life that fucking sucks.
Shut up.
And there's
bro.
A life that you guys know about that's goddamn worth living. And there's a simple, elegant solution in doing it. It doesn't cost a fucking penny. You can start doing it. You start eating liver. You start lifting heavy shit.
So liver is just the cure to everything.
Well, I'll you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. I don't actually believe that, but
yes.
You know, it's the whole fucking way of living. Like, there's 9 ancestral tenets. Eat is one of the tenets, and eating liver is just one sub.
So he's been on tons subset. Of different podcasts.
So you were doing this before you went viral, right? Like,
I've been doing this for a long fucking
how long?
Time.
Yeah.
15 years.
So, do you use toothpaste?
No. Our early ancestors didn't brush, didn't floss,
you brush?
Didn't get cavities.
Do you brush?
I don't use toothpaste. I don't brush. I don't floss.
You don't even deal with the mouth.
And
sick.
I don't get cavities.
That is so sick.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you...
I think I'm going to do a disservice to your listeners if I don't just at least tell them this. If you don't want to get cavities, get the fat-soluble system.
Now
right? You need vitamin A, D, K, and E. In other words, you need to eat liver, bone marrow, egg yolks, get sun.
It's a one-stop shop. Liver is just helping everything.
Oh, I know what I want.
Well, I know about this stuff. And you have to mechanically load the teeth.
I know about this stuff.
So if you're eating baby food, if you're eating stuff where you're not mechanically loading,
then you're still going to have oral health issues. So you need a mechanically load.
He's a dentist,
and you need
too.
That kind of nutrition.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, basically, if you
very interesting.
Get the gist. He's like all about ancestral living, which is, you know, nowadays, Taco Bell, for instance, is not ancestral.
To him, showers apparently are not. And apparently this dude smells so bad.
Like the worst smelling smell.
After he was on H3, their crew was talking about how they think he literally just sprayed fart spray all over himself because it was that bad. And they're like, it's not possible for him to smell that awful from not showering. But this guy doesn't shower.
No.
He sleeps on a wood bed. He literally has this big wood plank with a comforter on top of it.
Yeah.
And his wife does that too. Mm-hmm. So he's got his wife who is the liver queen and he's got two boys, or I don't know if he's ever specified how many boys. He just says my boys.
Two, I'm pretty sure. I was watching this thing yesterday and there was two of them.
That's what I thought too. So maybe, anyway, he's got liver boys.
Liver boys!
And
which he calls them savage.
Savage.
Liver boys.
Liver boys, yep.
And he refers to himself as primal. So yeah, his whole thing is like raw, you know, old school, I guess you could say, in a way. Like, not, he doesn't, like we said, doesn't brush his teeth.
Yep. Basically, you need to live like a caveman.
He doesn't wipe his ass.
Oh, right. He just gives a little pinch.
And he's like, I can
excuse me?
I can feel if it's like a good poop or not. And if it is, then there's no reason to wipe your asshole.
Crispy poops.
Yeah. It's just So he doesn't wipe his ass, which is, I'm like, dude, that's probably why you smell so bad.
Isn't that like an infection waiting to happen in your asshole?
Could be.
But he says you don't need to if you can.
If you're primal.
If you feel your poop is like a specific consistency, then there's no residue left. He's like, if it's crazy, I'll check. If it feels wrong, then I'll check it out.
Gotcha.
So he basically wants people to live this, you know, original way to get more sunshine, more time outside, to eat raw things, less of the modern.
Nothing processed.
Everything. Yeah. So, yeah, he's very hardcore about this way of life. Mm-hmm. But the big thing here about him is he's always claimed that he does not take any steroids, that he has gotten this insane physique, which has been like highly debated whether or not he even has like implants, because I mean, it's so crazy. He's so huge.
He's huge.
But he claims that that's all because he lives this alternative lifestyle that no one else is really doing. And so he kind of has a leg up on everyone else because
he's
eating all these raw things.
Two
workouts a day. Even on his day off, he walks like an insane amount. Which I think he actually does do all these workouts and everything. It's not all a fraud, but a big part of it ended up coming out.
Well, let's watch this one clip of him talking about, because, I mean, obviously every podcast he goes on, people are like, dude, you're fucking huge. Are you on performance enhancing drugs? And he says, no.
Yeah.
Nope. He's denied it a million times.
And I think that's a reason why, you know, so many people have believed him is because he was so confident in his lies. Like, he was so gung-ho.
Oh, yeah.
I don't touch the stuff. It's, you know, just so beyond it, so above
beyond.
It. So do we have a clip of that?
Okay.
So let's see him on other podcasts denying the use
of PEDs.
Of steroids. PEDs, what is it?
Performance enhancing drugs.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Yeah, I'm new to this whole
world. Regardless of whether you use stuff or not, like,
I don't. Can they get a build like yours without taking them?
So I want to set the record straight. I want to expand and tell you why it's possible.
A year ago, maybe 2 years ago, it was all about like PEDs and steroids, right? And then, you know, same question, same answer. I didn't touch the stuff. Don't touch the stuff, right?
Joe Rogan criticized you. Joe Rogan's a big person in terms of his platform's big. How did that feel when he said, he alluded that you're on steroids or something like that?
Yeah. Number one, I don't do it. And number two, what I want you to say is, you know what? I don't know. I mean, that guy, in fact, he did say he's in the 0.00001% of genetics if he does it naturally.
What is the Liver King's response to this claim that the Liver King is hormonally
And this one is recent, like within the last month.
The question has always been, do you take steroids? Do you take PEDs? The answer to that is no. I've always told the truth. I still tell the truth.
Uh-huh.
This is funny. People write in DMs.
Right.
And they're like, they tell me what I'm taking.
Right.
And then here's something else. I was just joking around. I'd like to get your opinion on this. You know, I thought, so again, for the record, I've never taken steroids.
Really?
I'm thinking about doing it.
Yeah.
Ancestral Tenant 10 is have a little fucking fun.
Right.
And I'm
steroids
like, you know
are
what?
Fun.
No, why not?
Built this biological resilience,
I always say, have a little poison. I'll drink, I'll do mushrooms, I'll do shit. Like every Saturday, I imbibe. Like, you know what? I'm healthy enough.
If I want to do a cycle, to steroids.
I'm gonna do a cycle. And how much you want to bet I turn into the Incredible fucking Hulk?
You're going to be terrified.
I want to be like this. Okay, you think this guy's on steroids, right? This is the guy who's on steroids.
So I think when people see someone with your physique, they look at it and they think there's something going on here. There's gear, there's steroids, there's performance enhancing drugs. Talk to us about, you know, whether you use performance enhancing drugs or steroids or anything to get this physique.
Listen, I love this question. I've been getting this question since high school, bro. And it's done more to lift the Liver King brand and message than any other question.
Dude, that's so a I hope criminal asking what it now
continues
right now.
To do the same. The short answer is no.
I know.
I don't touch the stuff.
He loves that question because it helps his business. So you're your marketing is just fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying to people and openly saying that it's helping your business. It's crazy. And which, by the way, he is the CEO of 4 separate businesses that all offer pretty much the same thing. They all sell and market supplements and protein powders that promise to get you fucking jacked like him. And he claims to make over $100 million a year.
That's insane.
Yeah.
This dude's fucking got zillions. The dude has a private chef that comes in every day. Yep. His house is huge. He flies on private jets.
He also had a crew. When he decided he was going to make this whole Liver King brand, he invited a whole film crew to come live on his property with him and film everything he does. And then they had this whole plan to make it this big viral thing. Because again, like 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, he wasn't a thing. This didn't exist.
He wasn't like a public platform. But anyways, basically, he's just primal as fuck.
Yes, his website says, Liver King has dedicated the past 20 years to reviving the primal patterns that progressed the sole surviving species of genius Homo. Liver King is an evolutionary hunter, a serial entrepreneur by nature with a singular focus to honor our ancestors, to teach, preach, and model the ancestral message so it becomes mainstream, so that primals don't have to suffer and struggle unnecessarily. Huge heart, this guy. Ancestral living was discovered not out of choice, but necessity. At the roots of today's suffering, therein lies tremendous friction between modern environments and our biology. Our ancestors had it right. Many years before us, they identified a simple, elegant way of living that enabled us to genetically express the highest versions of ourselves.
Hell yeah.
Liver is king. And he also eats a lot of other, you know.
He eats like
interesting stuff. Bone marrow, chicken hearts, turkey hearts, bull balls, and weans too.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have good nutritional benefits.
Which I do believe that to be true. But his whole
liver is actually very good for you, I think.
His whole thing, though, I don't know how much, like, that's, like, all he eats. So, again, I mean, we're not health experts over here, but I would have to assume that eating that much red meat every single day, I think a lot of people would argue, is not good for you, but that's a topic for a different day.
That's just a different argument. But, liver in general is supposed to have something in it that can really be good for you.
Wow.
I really don't understand this, but I guess there are, like, quite a few people who try to incorporate liver into your diet and it can be really good for you. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like what he's really built all of this on. That's right. And liver also lives by the 9 ancestral tenets, which include sleep. So improving the quality of sleep by winding down early in the evening, eating your last meal several hours before you go to bed and ditching your phone too. Mm-hmm. I think everyone can agree that those are good things. Eat.
Meanwhile, I sit in my bed eating crackers and on my phone until I fall asleep.
I used to do that. I've like tried to just stop eating at like 7 or 8.
It's smart.
It's like, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, the other one is eat. Remove processed foods. Seed oils. That's been something he's really driven home, the seed oil thing, which is a huge topic of conversation in like the health community. And also take liquid calories from your diet. He also says to move. Liver takes 3 30-minute walks every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he walks with his wife. Shield, protect ourselves from modern dangers such as Wi-Fi, fluoride, seed oils. Dangers like these end up compounding with and have an addictive effect.
Mm.
They disrupt our hormones, metabolism, and ability to get sleep. connect. Take your shoes off. This is something he always talks about. Take your shoes off next time you go on a walk and connect
with the earth. Which I also believe. I think there's something you said of like, you
he's
know,
got
walking
some good things.
Yeah,
in here.
For sure. I mean, a lot of what he says, I think people resonate with. And so I think that's why he was so likable because, you know, whether or not you're eating raw liver every day, okay, whatever. But a lot of the stuff he says is like, you know, move. It's important to move your body every day. It's important to, you know, get sunlight. It's important to put your feet on the ground and
get back to your roots a little bit. I understand kind of the ancestral way of life, but he just, of course, takes it to such
an extreme.
Yeah. Cold. He likes to use ice baths, jumps into cold rivers and lakes. That sounds horrible. Even just taking a cold shower, because Liver says we should expose ourselves to cold environments to help blood circulation and build resilience to stress. He also says sun, which we all know sunshine, vitamin D, very good for us.
He uses no sunscreen.
Right.
Which
is interesting.
There's like people that argue that sunscreen, like modern day sunscreen, can mess with your hormones and your endocrine system and stuff. So that's why.
Again, not pushing any. That's just what people
say.
Yeah,
we're just relaying the info.
We don't know here.
Yeah.
As far as I know, sunscreen's good for you.
I use it. I use it at least on my face every single day.
Yeah, try not to age as much, you know? Fight. That's the eighth here. He doesn't expect us to pick a fight with the next guy we see walking, but we should set goals and aspiration. Once we achieve them, whatever. So you want to get in a fight?
Sounds like
it'd be good for us to physically fight.
Crowley can them, we'll
be the referee. Join in too. Yeah.
Oh, I guess I also need to be, you know, I also need to let it go. So maybe I'll fight too.
I'll fight you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah, let's go.
Charlie wants to fight.
Bitch, this guy couldn't fight a fucking moth.
Pow, pow.
He's extremely primal. Tenets. This guy's primal.
Oh yeah, he is super primal. You don't want to run into him in a dark alley, that's for sure.
He says, "I'm primal as fuck, bitch."
Okay. Also, the last one he says is bond, which is referring to our purpose and how ancestors made it their purpose to protect those around them by building shelter and hunting for food. He says, "Today we no longer need to worry about these things as much, but we should put away our phones and spend time with our loved ones and friends." I think we can all agree that that's a fucking good tenet. And then he also has this 10th one. He like sometimes says that fun, like we just heard him say fun, you know, therefore it's fun to do steroids.
And yeah, he was like, that's why I might
have
do
a good
it.
Time. Anyways, he's been on all these podcasts and has been so sure, you know, really driving home the fact that everyone's stupid for thinking I'm on steroids, and I'm definitely
never
not.
Ever done them.
Never touched them.
Never touched them.
Yep.
Steroid who?
And he says he's all natty.
Yes. That's all the big, natty.
Yep. That's the terminology.
All natty, baby.
Natty or not natty?
I'm not. So,
yeah. I'm natty.
So, you're natty? You're all natty?
I'm not so natty.
I'm not natty. I got eyelashes, extensions.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of not natty either then.
Sorry.
Anyway, turns out the dude is on hella roids. Like, a lot, you guys.
Like, a fucking lot.
Yeah. Like, way more than the average roid user.
Even more than professional
bodybuilders? Yes. Or like
bodybuilders, yeah.
Like, and again, forgive us. We are not experts on this whole conversation here.
We're going to be starting a health podcast.
No, we really do. And I don't know like anything about steroids. I don't understand it. But all I know is, he definitely has looked like he's on steroids. I think even like the average person like us can tell like that fucker is on steroids.
Totally.
Well, for sure.
John was kind of explaining it to me. He's like, obviously the dude is ripped and chiseled. That's one thing. He's like, but really, I think how you can tell someone's on performance enhancing drugs is by their veins. Like people don't naturally just have their veins popping out. Like so many of them. The dude is ripped as fuck, but he also has like his veins just like popping out.
Yeah.
And I think that's supposedly one way that kind of like
you can tell.
Gives it away a little.
Yeah. You can also tell, I think, by the redness in the skin. You know, he's really red looking and
well, he's also in the sun, doesn't wear sunscreen. So
That's true. But yeah, just also the like mood swings and like intense energy, like amped all the time. Yeah, you can kind of just tell.
Also, steroids called shrinkage. They cause shrinkage, like major shrinkage
of your wiener,
of your weenie.
Oh,
yep.
Oh,
so he probably has like
poor an liver itty-bitty queen.
Poor liver queen.
Damn. So you think he's got a small ween? This is alleged. Don't come after us. We don't know. Maybe your ween's giant. I don't know.
That's a big sacrifice to make for some roids.
That's why I always like was always like so confused at like people who use roids. Like you're really sacrificing your peen.
For big on the outside, but when you open the package,
it's
you know,
little on the package.
Yep. Weep wop. Anyway, not to shame small weens. Yeah, we love all weens.
We love all
support all the weens.
Support all weens.
Okay, so how this all came to happen is weightlifting YouTuber, more dates, more plates, which this guy's pretty interesting. His name is Derek. I mean, I'm obviously not watching like fitness bodybuilding material. but yeah, I kind of like this guy. No. He seems interesting. I've watched a few of his things now. And he posted a video last week sharing emails sent from Liver to a bodybuilding coach, which, by the way, Liver's name is actually Brian Johnson. Just to clarify, I never said that.
What's his real name now?
But he sent this bodybuilding coach an email and he asks for advice to enhance his steroid cycle. And this is an old email that resurfaced. I think, I don't know exactly how he got his hands on it, but it is legitimate. And I mean, now he's admitted to it, so we know that it's true. And this guy, More Dates, More Plates, Derek posted a video called The Liver King Lie. The video is like an hour long and it details all of the past allegations against Liver, including the steroid use. And also so many people are very sus that he has ab implants. So he kind of talks about that. I don't know. I guess that's still,
I don't think that's been confirmed.
Remain to be debated at this point. Yeah. Derek actually just went on Joe Rogan and they were kind of talking about it. They don't think, unless it was good surgery, it doesn't look like ab implants, I guess, which I'm like, I don't really know
what ab implants look like, to be honest.
But they were like, if he does have that, it's probably really well done.
Okay.
They look like they could be real.
Okay.
So here's his true secret to being massive. Homie takes 16 vials a month, 5 of which were steroids and 1 is a synthetic protein hormone. And in the emails, he specified that he was spending about $11,000 per month on all his steroids and drugs.
That is $132,000 a year at least.
Holy balls. That is crazy.
Yeah. Ugh.
Wow. But I mean, think of how much he's made off of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like worth the investment.
Totally.
For him, especially when you're living on lies.
Should we read a little bit of his email here?
Yeah, I think we should. Okay. It's pretty interesting. Honestly, I kind of think we should read it all. I know it's a lot, but
yeah, I think we should read it all.
It's pretty fascinating.
Want to take turns reading?
Yeah, let's do a little take
turns. Okay. So first he kind of opens with this paragraph. He's just talking about what he's trying to figure out, like what times he can meet with the student.
Yeah, we don't need to read it. It's honestly weird. He's like, I can do 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m., but it's 6 p.m., 7 p.m., your time. Like, it's like, dude,
just say a time.
Check my math on that. Like the energy this guy has. He's like, yeah, he's crazy.
I think people who are on that plus that many steroids, like, you gotta be
fucking amped all the time.
Whoa, he's lit as fuck. Okay. So anyways, he says, as relates to my goals, I'm the face of several brands, including Ancestral Supplements, and I've hired a team to build the Liver King brand with my goal of 1 million followers by March 2022. Mind you, this was from June 29th, 2021. When this email was being sent.
So that's not even a full year he was giving himself to get to that point.
Yeah. And he, I believe, reached that goal like way before that.
Oh, yeah.
So he goes, I'm pouring ridiculous resources into making this happen, including hosting a video guy that will be living at my guest house and a film crew that will be filming 7 days a month. I have to stay in.
Oh, 7 days a month. Correction. I said earlier every day. I thought it was every day, 7 days a week. It's actually 7 a month. Okay.
Thank you for the correction. He says, I have to stay in great fucking shape year round. Maybe take 1 to 2 months off a year. Here's a clip of where I'm currently at, blah, blah, blah. He says, I've been working out for 35 years. I know how to eat, train, rest, and recover. I even have a hard shell hyperbaric chamber at my house. Don't know what the fuck that is. But as I've reached my mid-40s, it's getting harder. And the back fat fucking kills me.
Interesting. He's obsessed with his back fat.
Yeah. To like, support these exhaustive efforts, I recently started taking Omnitrope. Thank you, ma'am. The 5.8 milligram vials from Empower Pharmacy, 11,000 USD per month for my new dose, which is 4 vials for a week, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if this shit is grossly underdosed or what, but I have been taking 2 vials per week and my IGF one is only at 139, which I guess is low. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
He says, my doctor told me that I could double it in an effort to get it to the upper 200s, low 300s. She thinks I could be a hyper non-responder. I'm wondering if taking a fuckload of other peptides could be co-founding the result and possibly interfering with efficacy. For instance, here's what I'm currently taking. He like lists off six different drugs that he's taking, which I don't know anything about them, but
I'm sure you guys don't really care that much.
Exactly. He says, my blood sugar every morning is around 74 and insulin are great because I'm metabolically fit as fuck, or so I think. He says fuck a lot, which no judgment. I mean, so do I.
We love it.
It's so funny. Some docs think my insulin is too low, but I think it's because I'm very insulin sensitive because I work out like a fucking maniac, i.e. train twice a day, 6 days a week, and walk 10 to 12 miles on my rest day. That's his rest day, 10 to 12 miles?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you help me dial in the PED and growth hormone protocol to maximize results? You will see that my labs are healthy, back on 512, look pretty good. My recent labs show some serious concerns, probably the Winstrol, but we're discontinuing that in 2 weeks anyways. Other than that, I feel pretty good. Whatever he said, my joints, aside from my joints, I feel pretty good. I'm 5'7", 43 years old.
5'7". Mm, so, short like, king. That's cute.
Yeah. That's cute.
He's about my height, or wait, what am I? Yeah, he's like maybe an inch taller than me.
You're 5'7"?
No, I'm 5'6", 5'5", yeah, 5.5". I give myself 5.5". Okay,
very good.
Also, I found some, sorry to interrupt, but there I found go. Some ab implant pictures.
Oh, I saw you were looking at that. Very
wow,
good.
Wow, that's crazy different.
Wait, that kind of looks like him, though. I mean,
well, yeah. Not him, but yeah. Like
what he has.
Damn, that's crazy. That's just like not even real.
Yeah, muscle. What? Those look so fake.
But the, yeah.
Okay, yeah, whoa. That one looks really... really fake.
This, yeah, that one looks like it's drawn on.
No offense to metamorphosis.
Are they silicone, just like breast implants, or like what are they?
I don't know. Wow.
Some of them look good. That one looks good.
Yeah. Wow. That is
what a difference.
Amazing.
Holy shit.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, he definitely could be. I mean, if he got him done, though, it sounds like he did had a good surgeon or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so obviously that email was a big smoking gun, and Liver King was totally fucked after that and had no choice but to admit that, yep, I am on the roids and I've been lying.
Lying.
Lion King.
Oh, no.
Yeah, pretty wild. Then also there was an email that went out with his daily schedule. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of interesting, so we wanted to read that. So he wakes up at 6 a.m., works out between 7 and 1 p.m. Oh, his two different workouts, 7 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Beautiful.
I always train fasted. If I'm not going to my ranch, I don't leave my compound. I live on, I don't know, this is cut off 15 acres, it looks like, on the lake, and have everyone come to me. My ranch is 500 acres of paradise. Oh, so 500 acres. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever. He lives on a lot of land.
Yeah. I don't go out to eat. I don't go bowling.
So random.
I don't go to the movies. This is my routine.
Oh, and by the way, the dude literally never wears a shirt.
Yeah,
he's been ever. He's been asked on podcasts like when he wears a shirt. And he's like, well, I don't go places that require me to wear a shirt. He owns like 12 shirts or something.
Don't you wonder how many of these things, like the little, you know, little fun things he comes up with are actually...
true.
Made up during this whole Liver King process,
yeah.
Or like how much of it was he actually living for 15 years?
Right.
She claims he's been living like this for so long. Did he really never wear a shirt, or was his marketing team like, dude, you should never wear a shirt?
He's like, oh, brill. He's like, I'm Tarzan, yeah. Bitch.
Okay, so 6 a.m. he wakes up. He walks to the lake barefoot. Gotta connect. Sun gazes and has morning coffee and reviews the books for my company. Then our companies, multiple mm-hmm. four. Mm-hmm. 7 a.m. workout number one. I follow Westside Conjugate.
Sure.
I don't know. And customize the program as needed. I take the first dose of Omnitrope right before this workout. Then he has a 9 a.m. meal, which is 1 45-gram protein shake with cold mineral water, 60 grams of dextrose, 100 grams of whole Greek yogurt, 30 grams of maple syrup, 4 farm fresh eggs, 5 grams of creatine, collagen, almond butter, ghee, Redmond salt, and red meat. Mm-hmm. Then 1:15 tonight. I can't imagine living on a schedule like this. Honestly, props to anyone who does like a minute by minute schedule.
Seriously.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. 9:15 to 1 p.m. meetings, or 9:15 to 1 p.m. Mm. That's long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Meetings and phone calls with the occasional nap from 12 to 1.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Nice.
1:30 p.m. workout number 2. This is Olympic lifting skills and Melcon.
Metcon.
Metcon. I take the second dose of Omnitrope right before this workout. 2:30 p.m. He eats his meal number 2.
It's like all the
another
same
protein
shit.
Shake, more cold mineral water, same old, same old, same old.
Salt, meat.
Yep. But this time he adds raw liver and raw bone marrow. Yeah. 3 to 4:30 meetings and phone calls. 4:30 eat meal number 3, full fat red meat, 12 ounces, ribeye, ground wagyu or short ribs, and then 100 to 200 grams of sweet potatoes. Then from 5:30 to 6:30 he does phone calls, emails and meetings. 6:30 to 7 he walks with his wife. 7 to 7:30 emails again. 7:30 to 8:30 he spends time with his liver boys. And they normally go to the theater room and watch a Marvel movie and play games, which is kind of confusing. 7:30 to 8:30, there's no Marvel movie that you could fit into that time.
Maybe he just watches like part of it.
Yeah.
Well, just like we watch it in like chunks. Yeah.
Today we're watching on, like, first 2 times Shrek. Speed.
Yeah. And then 8:30, did I say Shrek? I definitely meant the Hulk.
Shrek. I was like, okay, Shrek random, but okay.
Okay.
Same thing, whatever.
8:30, I take the third dose of Omnitrope, wait 30 minutes and have a 30 gram protein shake, 2 ounces of red meat and get ready for bed. Nice bedtime snack, 9 p.m. bedtime.
This just gives me 4 o'clock while in self-pity.
4:30. Totally. Yes, very much so. Oh, can you do that again with the hat on?
Yes. Ow, that hurt. 4 o'clock while in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise. All right, that's enough.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right, you missed the slowly slip into madness.
That's later.
Oh, yeah,
bestie.
You're right. Okay. If anyone knows, it's you.
Anyway, so that's his whole day. He's a busy man with lots of red meat, lots of walking, lots of steroids.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, obviously, you got to respect his grind to some degree. He has committed to the life.
I mean, the dude's active as fuck. I wish I was. Even
a quarter as active?
I was like a tenth of that active, completely honest with you.
Seriously. So yeah, he was backed into a corner, had to apologize to his primals. Very sad, very sad. Yeah. Shall we watch the apology?
Yeah, let's watch some of the apology.
Primals, I'm making this video to apologize. Because I fucked up. Because I'm embarrassed and ashamed. Because I lied. And I misled a lot. This is a complicated as fuck topic, at least to me it is, because before social media, I was rich and anonymous, and after social media, I'm still rich, but no longer anonymous, and I never expected this kind of exposure in the public eye.
I'm rich. Just want to flex on you guys for a sec.
You couldn't even put on a shirt for your apology.
No.
I did it wrong.
Be off brand.
I'm here now to set the record straight. Yes, I've done steroids, and yes, I'm on steroids, monitored and managed by a trained hormone clinician. Liver King, the public figure, was an experiment to spread the message, to bring awareness to the 4,000 people a day who kill themselves, the 80,000 people a day that try to
such
kill
a bad
themselves.
Luck.
Our people are hurting at record rates with depression, autoimmune, anxiety, infertility.
Dude,
low
shut the fuck
life.
Up. That's why you had to
are
lie.
You right. The most, feeling lost, weak, and submissive. So I made it my job. To
I lied to help poor people.
A solution called ancestral living, the 9 ancestral tenets. So our people no longer have to suffer. So we can collectively express our highest and most dominant form.
Look at those
this
abs.
Is my fight. This
that
is
looks fake, dude. I don't know.
I'm here to help all the hurt message. People. Anyway, that's enough of his ass.
Wait. There's one more part.
Steroids. I've always said no. I don't touch this stuff. Not going to touch this stuff. Never touch this stuff. That was a lie. I've convinced myself that this had nothing to do with the ancestral message. I convinced myself that I'm not a competitive athlete of any kind. So who the fuck am I cheating? I convinced myself.
Literally everyone that has bought your products. So bad.
A far more important conversation. I convinced myself that this would overshadow the 36 years of working out, usually twice a day, without.
He's trying to do like major damage control here.
Yeah.
I've convinced myself that this was the vocal minority, usually in the fitness category, driving to an unproductive conversation.
Bullshit.
And I have convinced myself that this would be the wrong message to send to the 15-year-old boys.
Well, now so you're really sending a wrong message, dummy.
Yeah.
Myself into a bigger and deeper hole.
Yeah, yeah,
dude,
dumbass.
Shut the fuck up. That makes no sense. You aren't actually, like, it's actually worse for these 15-year-old boys to be under the impression that they can achieve that without steroids.
Exactly. And now knowing that they can't, that they have to, you know, the, right. Essentially, like, to be look like him,
right.
They mm-hmm. can't do it all natty.
Such a damaging message overall. And, God, one of the worst apologies I've ever horrible. Seen, I think. Like, I
hey, guys,
know.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm really, sorry. Really bad. I mean, I don't even know. Like, for him to really go there and say, like, bring out a suicide statistic.
Yeah, and be like, that's the reason why I was lying, was to save people from committing suicide. Bro, yeah. Shut
I'm
the
here to
fuck
help
up.
All the hurt
like
people
dumbass.
Out there.
Okay. That is literally the worst apology that's ever yeah. been apologized.
I honestly, I'm trying to think of all the other bad apologies that we've seen over the years. That is probably one of the worst.
Yeah, not
probably
great.
One of the worst. So obviously he's pretty embarrassed, but he must have known that this could have happened. I wonder if he's kind of had it in his mind. Like, I might get found out one day for the steroids. I mean, it's a big part of his whole thing. And he's just going around telling this lie all the time. It's got to hit him. Like, what if I get busted? What if someone finds out? What if someone finds my emails? God, right. He listed them all out on an email.
Stupid.
What a dipshit. Like, what are you thinking?
I know. I don't know. I feel like he thought he was never going to get caught, but he's
well,
caught
he's
now.
Stupid then, because, wow. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think that if he didn't have all these businesses and if he wasn't like promoting his businesses and stuff, do you think this would be as severe as it is now?
No. I mean, in that case, it would just be like a shitty lie and you'd look like a dumbass. Mm-hmm. But yeah. At least you didn't like mislead people financially.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
yeah.
now people are questioning, can he be sued? Because, and like we heard in that other statement, he said that question has been a
thing.
Huge part of my brand and building it. Is people asking me if I'm on steroids because then I'm able to say no,
right.
Which is a lie. So you're just admitting that this giant lie is what your company is built on.
Yeah.
And you're telling people if they take this, you could look like me. If you live like me mm-hmm. and you take these things, because you probably don't have access to a private chef and
right.
a fucking raw meat this,
right.
and, you know. But if you take my pills,
right.
you could have a little slice of this.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's extremely misleading. And honestly, the whole thing I think is just hilarious.
Me too.
Like, wow, you really built
you just
this
look like such
all
a dumbass,
on a lie,
dude.
The confidence—it's the confidence in the lie and going around all these people and fighting back. On Joe Rogan called him out. And,
I mean, the amount of podcasts he's gone on and straight up and like, no, I love that
yeah.
question. No, never touched the stuff. Never gone near it.
And not gonna lie, as a person who doesn't know much about steroids and whatever, when he was on H3. I was like, maybe he's really, he lives this lifestyle. And I kind of was like,
a little intrigued.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah. Like I thought maybe, wow. I mean, he lives so differently than everyone else. That's his whole thing is I'm doing something that really no one else is doing.
Yeah.
Well, not many people. I'm sure there's other people in the world, but, mm-hmm. And that's why I'm able to get this. And obviously I don't know that much about what's attainable with and without steroids, but I kind of believed him.
Well, it's not even, he's on steroids, but the amount it's not like he's taking like tons of people
no.
take steroids.
Yeah,
the amount he's taking
mm-hmm.
is ridiculous.
Yeah, he's on so much
to be then turning around and being like, this is all natural, baby.
I know, it's just, and I guess I mean most people it seems like in the fitness world who actually understand this
we're
stuff
like, no shit.
Yeah, we're like, no way, there's just no way. But then there are people in the fitness and nutrition world
yeah.
who have been like backing him up,
right,
and saying no, he's, you know, he's the real deal. So they feel like fucking dumbasses
yeah,
now.
Yeah, seriously. So this kind of brings us to our next thing here of like, okay, so he's come out with this mm-hmm. big lie. Could he be sued? So this dude, now, you guys probably, I feel like some of you are familiar. This guy named David, he's a lawyer. He's on TikTok. He's the one that like interviews people who he has represented and then ends his videos with like, let's go.
Oh, yeah. That
guy.
What's it called? PNP.
Yeah, PNP.
He's funny.
He's so funny. But anyways, he went on H3 recently and talked about like, okay, could he get in trouble? And
yeah.
he says that likely nothing criminal would ever happen to mm-hmm. Liver King. But there could be a class action lawsuit against him and punitive damages.
Mm-hmm.
And that he wouldn't be surprised if he went bankrupt from this. So
that's interesting. He really thinks he'll go bankrupt?
He said, he was like, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if it happened.
He's super wealthy even going into this. He doesn't seem concerned.
Well, I wonder how he got exposed.
That's true. I wonder how this will impact like just his following, and if he will still have like a decent amount of people that still think, oh, well, that aside,
right,
you're still a badass. You still like his workout routines and everything.
But I feel like it has damaged him forever in the sense of like, you also look like this because you take steroids. Like, mm-hmm. Stop taking steroids and wait a year and then see what you look like.
Yeah. And he's just known as a giant liar now.
Right. So like, yeah. I don't know.
That's really interesting. I wonder if he'll really suffer financially or how much the companies will be impacted. I'm assuming a lot.
I would assume a lot.
God, I wonder how many people out there are on all these fucking supplements thinking they're going to end up like, they're like, where's my results?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Liver King.
It's really such an interesting story. I mean, never seen someone so ballsy with their lie on social media like that, to build your whole brand on a lie.
Kind of stupid.
Fucking wild. Yeah.
Pretty stupid to do, honestly, because now you look like a dumbass.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty interesting. We'll see what happens. I kind of want him to like, he posted his apology video and then I don't think he's done anything. He's like, kind of quieted down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kind of going to let that liver simmer.
Shit. Supplements are expensive.
Are they really?
Yeah, like the whole pack, like the full pack is $470 if you want everything, like the full stack.
I wonder how that compares to other supplements. I don't know anything about
that. I wonder
supplements.
I guess, yeah, maybe. A full, so that's like 1 month worth? Or yeah, probably. I bet it's like a 30-day supply or something.
Yeah, it's
like
a 30-day supply.
Wow.
But this is like everything that they have, basically.
So but if like you want to be like liver, you got to have it all.
Like his Ignite. What's his, scroll down, $54 for.
It's metabolism. For metabolism.
For metabolism. Okay. I don't know what that, I mean, I don't know. I'm not into the supplements, so I don't know like what the average cost is. That makes me think it's probably roughly average.
Yeah.
Is that Queen one marketed to women?
Yeah, it's the ultimate female stack for hormone optimization and performance.
Sexy.
I want to see what's in it.
Sexy. Hell, you're a baby. Yeah, I mean, who knows? I have a feeling that his business is going to be real.
How interesting. He's like a real fraudster. This is like, honestly, a true crime.
This is a true crime.
It really could be. I mean, he's like a fraud up there with like Elizabeth Holmes and...
I mean...
I think so. I think he's a big, I mean, well, maybe not Elizabeth Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes. I'm like, whoa.
But he's a fraud.
Yeah,
he's definitely a total fraud. In that category.
Yeah, I agree.
Pretty wild.
So we'll see what happens to his ass. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we will update you guys if anything else interesting happens with this story. But yeah,
too bad.
We thought it was pretty
entertaining. I mean, he's entertaining as fuck. Last night I was watching all these, and it's just like, I weirdly could listen to him for like hours. Just the shit he's talking about. I'm just like,
it's captivating.
Yeah.
He says it with such confidence that you like believe what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Wild, man.
Yeah, it's wild.
All right. So, okay. Unfortunately, we kind of got to switch gears here to more serious topics. Honestly, the rest of the show is kind of a bummer, but we need to talk about it.
Dude.
Because, this is the hell is going on. I don't know. This is fucking nuts. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard of this whole Balenciaga thing. Maybe you don't know all of the details. We're going to get into a lot of that here. But I honestly feel like there hasn't been that much coverage of this.
I don't feel like either. Yeah.
Which is really weird. It makes you think of why that is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Balenciaga. This all started. Well, I guess it goes back, the backstory before this. But this campaign... Mm-hmm. For this 2022 gift collection was revealed on November 16th. And this campaign was titled Balenciaga Gift Shop. This campaign was launched in support of its spring and summer collection of 2023 that launched November 3rd. And the gift collection campaign features children holding these teddy bears in bondage harnesses and costumes. Now, we don't want to show the full images, although you can very easily find them. They are all over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to show you at least the bears.
Yeah. Just so you can kind of get an idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Basically, the bears have bondage harnesses on, and clearly they're not marketed for children. So why the fuck are children involved in this shoot to begin with? That's kind of the top question.
Which it's also like, why put these bears in these costumes either, because I feel like bears are generally associated with children.
Totally.
It's just like this innocence meets.
Right. The whole thing is so fucking weird. Makes no sense. There's no
disgusting.
Like, doesn't seem like there would be any logical reason to put all these factors together to make this.
And also, where are these kids' parents that they're letting
That's
them
what
be
I'm
part
saying,
of this
dude.
Shoot?
What the fuck? Where Absolutely are your insane. Parents?
Absolutely insane. They were probably there on set watching this.
Someone over 18, I think, you can't just like drop your five-year-old off at a Balenciaga shoot. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to be there with them.
It's totally
But they're probably getting
scary.
Paid, so.
Yep. That's what some parents, that's all they care about.
So this campaign was shot by photographer Gabriel Gallimberti, which I believe is his last name. Mm-hmm. And he actually put out a statement saying, I am not in a position to comment on Balenciaga's choices, but I must stress that I was not entitled in whatsoever manner to neither choose the products, nor the models, nor the combination of the same.
So basically saying, I'm just here, I take pictures.
I was taking pictures, yeah.
Okay.
So after, obviously, this comes out, people are fucking livid and like appalled by what Horrified. The hell is going on. So Balenciaga comes out and makes a statement apologizing. They say, quote, we're sincerely apologize for any offense our holiday campaign may have caused. Our plush bear bag should not have been featured with children in this campaign. We have removed the campaign from all platforms.
That's such a weak way of saying all of that. How come you're not acknowledging that what a terrible choice this was? We're sorry about this disgusting imagery. What I mean, this is so like, oh, we are sorry for that if some of you were offended.
Right. Yeah, they say that the ad campaign resulted from grievous errors and has insisted that they stand for child safety and well-being
Shut
and that Balenciaga strongly condemns abuse of children in any form.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it's bad? Well, it gets worse.
Yeah, much worse.
Soon after their first apology from the holiday campaign, photographs from the Balenciaga Adidas, they did like a collab. Yeah, I guess they campaign started to resurface. Now, this was previous, but it started to really catch attention because one of the photographs promotes the Balenciaga campaign, shows the collaboration of a handbag sitting on top of a stack of papers of what appear to be documents from the Supreme Court case United States versus Williams, which is a ruling that upheld the Protect Act. And the Protect Act is basically it increased federal protections against child P word. Yeah, I don't even know how to say that.
Yeah.
But so if you were looking at this picture, it's this handbag that's on top of a stack of papers. And there's part of this paragraph on this paper that you can see is from that lawsuit or current Supreme Court case.
Which this, in my opinion, is even worse than the bears. I mean, obviously, it's terrible to have children, but this is just so seems purposely placed.
Totally.
And I think, I mean, they've tried to make it sound like they just got some random text and they didn't know that that was the random text. Like, why the fuck do you have this printed?
No.
Come on. No one believes that. No one believes that. This was totally purposely put in there. And to act like it's some type of accident and oversight is just absurd, honestly. Like, how do you think you're going to get away with that? No one believes you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so of course, they hop on and try to apologize again. They say, we apologize for displaying unsettling documents in our campaign. Documents. In our campaign, we take this matter very seriously and are taking legal action against the parties responsible for creating the set and including unapproved items for our spring 23 campaign photo shoot. We strongly condemn abuse of children in any form. We stand for children's safety and well-being. They claim that they were not involved with putting the documents on the table, and they said that they were supplied by a third party and were used earlier in a TV drama.
No one believes that. That's a load of bullshit.
Even if that's true that they were supplied by a third party, you fucks are the ones that sign this off at the end of the day.
This is Balenciaga.
Like, are you kidding me? To try and throw the blame on all these like other third party companies that you're using. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's your name, it's your brand, and don't try and tell me that this was put out publicly without you guys signing off on that. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, this must have gone through multiple people before it was actually put to press, you know?
Yeah, so they file a $25 million lawsuit against North Six, which is the production company behind the campaign, as well as the set designer for the shoot. Nicholas Jordan. So they claim that the production company provided the unapproved props. Again, it doesn't even fucking matter if the production company was the one that provided these documents. Like, you guys are the ones that signed off on it at the end of the day. So fucking stupid.
Then there's also these photographs from a campaign that they, I guess, didn't end up using. I'm not sure the details on this, but it shows a book from a Belgian artist whose artwork also includes depictions of castrated toddlers.
What the fuck?
Literally standing in blood. We can't show this on the screen, but I wanted to show Janelle here. It's like stuff like this. This is like the minimal of it, but kids covered in blood. I mean, really freaky, fucking absurd stuff.
This was a scrap thing that they decided not to use.
Yeah, but it's like, how does,
why are you using it
exactly,
at all?
Exactly. Exactly. And weirdos. How do you have this many mistakes? Right. And, oh, this is all you. I mean, you cannot explain this stuff away. You've done way too much at this point. It's very obvious the type of people that are involved with Balenciaga are very, very bad. Very just disgusting humans, honestly.
Well, they're just trying to blame all these other people, like the North 6 production company. And they actually said that they had no creative control or input during the shoot and that Balenciaga representatives were present during the shoot and post-production.
Yeah, it's stuff like this.
Ew, yeah.
Toddlers with their, like, castor. I mean, it's fucking sick.
That's disgusting. I don't even want to see that.
Borman's the artist. Look at this fucking guy.
Ew. Okay, so obviously so his book's in the background.
I mean, come on. This is so purposeful.
Mm-hmm. How could you...
got caught.
Approve this, you fucking morons. Like, because
I think it's a little like it's a thrill. I think they like doing stuff like this, trying to be edgy.
There are so many other ways to be edgy and thrilling other than adding child.
Well, I think some of these people are actually involved in some of this shit. You know, there's a lot. I mean, I have to be careful about what we say here on YouTube. But I mean, in my opinion, I think these people, a lot of people within this company have ties to this type of stuff, and it's like a thrill to put it out there and to try not to get caught, because I can't understand this any other fucking way. This many times, no.
I know. Yeah, I don't even know what to say. It's disgusting.
I know. It's horrific. Weird. It's very upsetting.
Good God. So obviously now lots of other people are apologizing as well, including the creative director for Balenciaga, Demna. I believe is the name.
Yeah.
Person says, I want to personally apologize for the wrong artistic choice of my concept for the gifting campaign with the kids, and I take responsibility. It was inappropriate to have kids promote objects that had nothing to do with them. As much as I would sometimes like to provoke a thought through my work, I would never have an intention to do that with such an awful subject as child abuse that I condemn.
I don't believe any of his words. I think he totally purposely did all of this. Totally. And that there's meaning behind it.
What are you talking about, dude? You didn't realize it? Well, you just forgot that that's like disgusting, you freak. He says that he's working with child protection organizations moving forward. Pfft. Fucking disgusting. What a weak ass statement. Why does it all have to do with babies and kids?
Why do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
because this stuff runs deep in the elite circles and in high fashion and the wealthy. I mean, it just does. I think most people understand that.
Sick. So fucking weird.
I know.
The whole thing is... So, yeah, I mean...
Absolutely horrific.
Balenciaga.
It's just amazing that they're, like, trying to... God, even...
Point fingers at each other.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like that one meme of all the Spider-Men pointing fingers at each other.
Yeah.
While Balenciaga is apparently no longer pursuing legal action against North 6...
Yeah, they dropped that. Why do you think?
Yeah, they said they will implement new internal policies to evaluate the nature of its context.
Shut up. You guys are done. Can they ever come back as a brand after this?
Probably. I think so.
If that is reality, oh my God, I can't imagine that. People are going to still, I don't think celebrities will wear this brand for a very long time. But yeah, you're probably right that eventually they will bounce back.
I think they'll bounce back.
And especially if the media is not really talking about it. And like, I mean, it's kind of being buried in the media. So like,
totally.
It is being buried by the media for sure.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I found the photographer Gabriel, and he has this on his projects. He has this campaign, but it's I guess it's just a project where he features kids
From like
Toy Stories, right?
Yep, it's called Toy Stories.
So, I mean, from first glance, these look like fairly innocent images.
Yeah. Right. And that, yeah, these look like fairly innocent, but it's just interesting that this guy also has a connection with kids.
Well, yeah. And they're standing very similar to the way that the kids were in the other photos. Like,
no, yeah, they are.
It's almost like he kind of specializes in this style. Was he sought out because he's good at taking pictures of children? Like,
yeah, it's just really, it's eerie. It's weird.
It is very eerie.
It's like, it's all so connected and so, there's no way nobody knew about this. There's
Absolutely not. I don't think anyone believes that.
The photos that I'm seeing are, you know, I don't see anything wrong
with
them.
Relatively innocent. Yeah, they're innocent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very weird how...
Well, I'm thinking like maybe he was sought out for this campaign because they were going to have children in it.
Well, it's just weird that like all these people that are connected to this campaign specifically have weird connections to kids. And yeah, I mean, this one is probably the most innocent one we've seen out of the ones that we've talked about.
Yeah.
But still really interesting.
Yeah, it's just so fucked up. What's also absolutely disgusting. Okay, so shortly after Balenciaga's president and CEO also posted on Instagram, we'll read a few of their points here. Their thing is kind of long, but they say... Balenciaga takes the following actions with the objective to learn from our mistakes as an organization. They say new control instances, our current process for content validation has failed, and we recognize the need to do better. On the internal side, we will nominate with immediate effect an image board responsible for evaluating the nature of our content from concept to final assets, including legal, sustainability, and diversity expertise. On the external side, we have appointed a best-in-class agency to assess and evaluate our content. They have, you know, a bunch of things that we have set aside a significant fund for grants to organizations so that we can help make a difference in protecting children.
Shut up.
They say we want to personally reiterate my sincere apologies from the offense caused and take my responsibility at Balenciaga. We stand together for children's safety and do not tolerate any kind of violence and hated message.
Okay, maybe if this was just... the kids with the bears, we could see this as like, okay, really bad taste, big mistake, stupid as fuck. But all these other things, like there's something going on with this brand. 1,000% the people that are behind it. This is purposeful. I do not believe for a second that this was just some like creative mistake that happened to make it out. Shut up. It's almost offensive that they're trying to make excuses for it.
Right.
Because we all know what we're seeing here.
Well, and of course they have to.
Yeah, of course, but it looks stupid as hell.
Oh, it looks
They should
so
be like,
stupid.
We're shutting our whole brand down and we're ashamed. Goodbye.
That should be the they would never do that. They're, you know, a huge fashion brand. They're never going to do that. So this is where we are going to talk about Kim K for a second, because obviously she has worked with Balenciaga a ton
and
throughout
I think
her career.
Recently, more so than in the past, right?
Yeah.
Like she had this like big deal with them this last year,
think so.
Right?
I would assume she was planning to work with them. I know for sure in 2023. She's since decided not to do that.
I remember there was some big campaign that she did with them this year. That was like, she was going to be like kind of a face of Balenciaga.
Could
be. It was like some big deal. I mean, huge financial deal as well.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely made some money off of it. But the thing that's an issue is that a week and a half after this initial bear picture thing came out is when she decides to speak up. She took a week and a half and said nothing when she has been rocking Balenciaga for a long time. She says on Twitter, I've been quiet for the past few days, not because I haven't been disgusted and outraged by the recent Balenciaga campaign, but because I wanted an opportunity to speak to their team to understand for myself how this could have happened. As a mother of four, I've been shaken by the disturbing images. The safety of children must be held with the highest regard, and any attempts to normalize child abuse of any kind should have no place in our society, period. I appreciate Balenciaga's removal of the campaign and apology. In speaking with them, I believe they understand the seriousness of the issue and will take the necessary measures for this to never happen again. As for my future with Balenciaga, I am currently reevaluating my relationship with the brand, basing it off their willingness to accept accountability for something that should have never happened to begin with, and the actions I am expecting to see them take to protect children.
Again, if it was just the bear photo shoot, if that was the only thing, maybe this apology would make any fucking sense. But the fact that you say reevaluating your relationship, are you kidding me?
You just cut that shit
off.
Are
you kidding me? That's
That's disgusting. Like, which, you don't have enough money. That is one of the most greedy moves I've ever seen.
That's what doesn't make sense is, like, you don't need them. They need you. It is
bad for your career. Right. Just from, like, a business standpoint. Totally. This is stupid. And to take so long because you have to talk to them, call them up, talk to them for an hour, and then get on this immediately. This is not something you just wait on.
Right.
And, I mean, at least... not to give, you know, her credit, but like you have to give her some credit for being one of the only people stand up and say something, given she does have these huge campaigns. She's probably, if there's one face of Balenciaga, it's probably Kim. But there's other people too, like I know Cardi B has
tons of celebrities work with Balenciaga and represent them.
And they're not saying shit. Real fucking quiet.
Interesting how that works.
Yeah.
TMZ did report that she apparently pulled out of a campaign she was going to do in 2023, like I said, with the brand even before she made her public statement. She also apparently has plans to wear had plans to wear Balenciaga in an upcoming event, but has since decided that she would be working with other brands. And TMZ claims that she has no plans to work with Balenciaga in the future. So it kind of sounds like they're making it seem like she's
then she should
done with
have
them.
Said that.
Totally.
She should have really taken a stance at this. This was such a good opportunity for her to really show people that at the end of the day, it's morals over money. And she tries to like sometimes act like that's how she is. But then this is such a clear representation that she is not at all above things like this. And to just say, why wouldn't you have just said, and I am completely done with this company. I am horrified. I'm disgusted. There are no words, you know, and I never want anything to do with them ever again. That would have been a good response to this. But and I mean, Kim has had some gnarly takes over the years, some bad moves. But this is, I think, one of the worst, if not the worst move she's ever made.
Pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking stupid.
Very stupid.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. This is pretty fucking horrible.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I just really have no respect for her now. That's absolutely shocking that she would do that, to be honest. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she didn't understand like the other stuff. Like, how, I just don't understand how you could even say you're considering reevaluating my relationship. I mean, what? Based on their willingness to accept account, it doesn't matter. This wasn't a mistake. What's driving me nuts.
Like you
said, not a mistake.
If it was the one-off weird bear shit, still fucking horrible, still disgusting, no excuse.
Of course.
But it makes it 1,000 times worse when there's been like,
yeah,
but a bunch of other instances.
This is purposeful versus a distasteful one-off mistake.
Mm-hmm.
This is who these people fucking are.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And they're like flaunting it out in a God, I really have no words. It's so horrific.
It's fucking insane. So I wonder like what this is going to look like for them going forward. I really do. I don't think they're going to be canceled though. I really don't.
Did you see Kanye was wearing it too? Like, right after this happened, he was wearing Balenciaga at some fucking thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Great. That's great.
Yep. So, yeah. Which brings us to the next person we have to talk about.
Wait, real quick. I was just searching Balenciaga on Google to see if anything popped up. Apparently, a banner that says pedophiles was hung over the entrance of the Texas Balenciaga store.
Oh, like by a protester?
By someone, yeah.
Oh, I thought they did that.
Like, and, oh my God, they're really being themselves? Out with it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No. People have been protesting at a bunch of locations. Like, I don't know. I hope this really like tanks the brand. I know that's wishful thinking, and you're probably
right.
Dude,
their shit's ugly as fuck too.
Oh my God, that recent photo shoot that was, or the fashion show
that was like in the mud, and then all those people were like recreating TikToks of like people walking in trash bags. I was dying laughing. It's so funny.
It literally looked like hell on earth. Like, what a set. It's like they were trying to. See, and that's like what makes me, I just think they're a nasty, nasty company with bad people behind them.
Yeah. It's just weird because like, I feel like you can find so many like subliminal messages in their campaigns now. I don't know. Kind of see the bigger picture.
Yeah. I wonder if people will look back at past campaigns and see if there's anything else.
Dig up more stuff on them.
Yeah. I feel like by now someone probably would have. Probably maybe they did. I mean, I know that there are people that are finding out information about tons of people that work there and some of their top people. And it is pretty gnarly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Unconfirmed, so don't want to get in any trouble here again.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm all just kind of speculating here at this point.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
stupid.
We will also keep you guys up to date on that story if anything else comes out of it, which I'm sure there'll be something at some point. Kanye West.
Dude, oh my God. This is just
exhausting.
This guy is, you know,
for all the people that were in a conservatorship, like Britney Spears, this motherfucker should be in a conservatorship, in my opinion. Like, mm-hmm. what the hell is going on?
Yeah, you're saying, like, people who actually probably should be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if he was a woman, he'd be in a conservatorship.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because recently he's been really saying the most wild shit I have heard in a long time, mm-hmm. even for him.
Mm-hmm. Really tops, like, everything ever. First off, like, the worst I've ever heard anyone ever say.
I mean,
in modern times.
In modern times, yeah. First off, this was a few weeks back, but just a side note, he was suspended on Twitter for posting a swastika. Mm-hmm. Now, it has always been kind of talked about that Kanye has some anti-Semitic views.
And to clarify, this was his second suspension from Twitter. Yeah. He was suspended a while ago. We talked about it when he said DEFCON 3 to all Jews. Yeah, so he was suspended after that. Then Elon, fucking genius, brings him back and Kanye gets, you know, posts the swastika.
Yeah, he's gone. So now he's gone again. Very stupid. So then, moving forward here, on November 22nd, Kanye and Trump met up Mar-a-Lago to have dinner, but it wasn't just the two of them. Kanye brought along Nick Fuentes, and this motherfucker is a white nationalist, Holocaust denying freak. Disgusting.
Yeah. He is a fucking, like, abhorrent, just
he's
disgusting
a
human
freak. So the three of them had a nice little meal together.
Can you imagine the things that were said behind closed doors with those three?
I literally don't even want to know.
Holy fuck.
I don't even want to know. And then on December 1st, Kanye went on the Alex Jones talk show InfoWars mm-hmm. and said some of the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. I mean, crazy beyond what Alex Jones is willing to say.
Literally,
I mean, Alex was,
it made,
like,
Alex look sane.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
He really did. He was, like, trying to save him several times in the conversation, and it just, oh my God. I'm sure a lot of you have seen these clips. They've gone, like, fairly viral. Yeah. We don't want to, you know, push them out any further on our behalf. Yeah. Like, just don't need that. If you want to see them, you can see them. They're out there.
Just literally could look it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at one point in the conversation, Alex Jones states, quote, "You're not Hitler. You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized." And Kanye replies, "Well, I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone."
And that, well, he had a big pause there. He responds to, "You're not a Nazi." He goes, well, and then it's just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's trying to pull this whole, I am Jesus-like, and I love,
Christian,
everyone.
I love everyone. That's what Christians do.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you are so, so off.
He says, quote, "Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler. Also, Hitler was born Christian." And then Alex Jones told Kanye he was kind of like, bro, you have like a Hitler fetish. And which Kanye responds, "I like Hitler."
Mm-hmm. And Alex did try to say to him, like, oh, I think you just like the outfits. His whole, like, his fashion sense that Hitler had. And he was like, no, I like Hitler. Mm-hmm. He just, like, really dug into the ground with who he is, which I guess for a long time it's been kind of going around that Kanye has this whole Hitler ideation. Like, he has loved Hitler and what the Nazis did for a long time, and sees Hitler as this big genius. And that's kind of always been Kanye's thing, is his obsession with these special humans, these geniuses. He always talks about Steve Jobs, and he thinks he is a Steve Jobs. He thinks he's right up there with Walt Disney. And mm-hmm. I mean, there's clips of him saying this all over the place. So he clearly thinks Hitler is one of those people that and has made it now clear what people thought for a long time, that he idolizes Hitler. How insane.
In 2022.
What the fuck?
Kanye West.
What the fuck?
He also says he does not like the word evil next to Nazis. He loves Jewish people. This is literally a quote. "I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis."
Wow.
What
so many things.
What the fuck?
So
Dude,
many
this
things.
Is the craziest shit I have heard in a long time.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrific. It's so upsetting and offensive, and God, I mean, to say, I don't want the word evil next to Nazis. What else? I mean, the Nazis are the definition of evil.
Evil? What are you talking about, bro?
Oh my God, the fact that
Hitler?
The epitome of evil, literally.
Burning people alive, whole families in gas chambers, doing horrible experiments on people of all ages. Just sick, sick shit. Some of the most evil things, the most evil thing to ever happen probably on planet Earth, as far as we know.
And he's literally and says, he's like, I love fine. Jewish people, but I also love Nazis. And Alex Jones literally responds, kind of like laughs awkwardly and was like, well, I have to disagree with that.
Is he trying to just be different to be like, I am just that person that sees love in yeah. everyone?
Well, and I think he's like, whole thing is like, he's a Christian and Christians love everyone, mm-hmm. even the Nazis.
Because that's, I mean, Jesus would wash the feet of prostitutes, right? That was like the whole thing. He was loved everybody, no matter your history or whatever. And yeah, he's totally trying to embody that. And it's just... I don't know. When it comes to Kanye, I'm losing words. I don't know what to even make of him nowadays. I mean, we've always talked, you know, Kanye has mental health issues and we've always brought that up yeah. when we bring him up. But it's like now it's way beyond that.
Yeah, there's no like. Yeah, I mean he's been doing whack true shit colors for a long for real. Time. Yeah. This is fucking absurd. This is like I keep saying it, but it's true. I cannot believe this is happening in 2023 that Kanye West is running around saying that he loves Hitler and loves Nazis.
And I think most people would agree that throughout, he's had one of the most successful careers. He was very talented. I mean, his last couple albums, projects, whatever, have been pretty dog shit compared to what he used to do, but...
He would have gone down as mm-hmm. one of the most talented artists ever to walk the earth. And now he's a fucking joke. Lunatic.
And I think up until this point, what the hell is going on? People were kind of hanging on to the hope that he's going to get it together and like have some clarity and get help, get the help that he needs and like, you know, rejoin. But I mean, it is over now. From this. He is so, that ship has sailed.
Coming back from this.
That was the final
straw.
When you're on Alex Jones and even Alex Jones is looking like, at you bro. Like you're whack, then you really
you're whack as hell.
He committed career suicide big time in the last couple years, but really in the last few weeks. That's the true end.
And then I sent you guys this thing. So he was on Instagram last night. I just happened to be scrolling and somehow I found this thing like on TMZ or something. He goes on Instagram, am I the only one who thinks Elon could be half Chinese? Have you ever seen his pics as a child? Take a Chinese genius and mate them with a South African supermodel and we have an Elon. I say an Elon because they probably made 10 to 30 Elons and he's the first genetic hybrid that stuck. Well, let's not forget about Obama. I'm sorry for using curse words in church, but I don't have another word for Obama yet. Yay, 24. Let's unify and find out.
What? Wow.
Like, what are you talking about, dude?
I just don't even... This is just so... It's honestly just so sad. And I feel really bad for people who are being affected by all these words. I mean, in so many... What he's saying is offensive to so many different groups of people.
Yeah.
Like, everyone who served in World War II.
Millions of people
who have died.
Oh, my God.
Killed. It's just like... It's not even remotely funny at this point. Like, it's just like,
horrible.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Dude,
I don't even know what to say. It's like so shocking. And I think it was getting to the point where nothing he could say really shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
But this.
That was shocking.
This has all been really shocking.
I kept seeing like, oh, Kanye is on InfoWars being like, I love Nazis. And I was like, what? Really? Like, what did he say? Yeah. Like, no, literally the clip word for word.
And what was he wearing?
Yeah, he was wearing like a weird
executioner's mask or something.
He was showing, he had his whole face covered. And at one point he had like this fucking net. I don't even remember.
Dude, I feel bad for his kids.
Me
too. This is just horrific. It's so, so fucked up.
Kim filed for divorce at the right time.
Yeah. Should have probably done that a lot sooner, honestly.
Yeah, I feel really bad for his kids.
Yeah,
it's really sad.
I'm just like, I'm wondering where will Kanye end up in 5 years from now? Like, what will? I mean, this is just so huge at this point.
So fucking bizarre.
It's really upsetting. It's just sad to hear stuff like this even come out of someone's mouth.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's so dangerous. Like, do you not understand the gravity of your words?
Anti-Semitism is so high right now. Yeah. It's like. It's really bad.
And he's had a huge part in that.
Yes.
Like, you are really affecting people on a huge scale here in horrible ways.
He's making it okay, quote unquote, for people to say these things. Mm-hmm. And it's not okay. Mm-hmm. This is not okay.
He's like normalizing more misinformation, more lies.
Yeah. It's really, I think, bad. We're all like really dangerous.
Speechless. Yeah, it is. It's very scary to think.
So now I'm like, okay, like you had said, I thought like, oh, it can't get much worse. Got way worse. He said this. And I'm like, now what are you about to come out with? Like, what's Kanye going to do next?
Yeah, I mean, is he...
That was like some of the craziest shit I could have ever thought someone would have said.
Well, I was going to say, I really want this to be the last time we ever talk about him. I don't even want to like utter his name again on any of our shows. But it's like, what if he does something worse and it's like needs to be discussed?
Yeah.
But well, I feel like at the same time, we owe it to people to come out.
But I feel like when someone says something like that, it's almost necessary for public figures to come out and be like, what the fuck are you doing,
Kanye?
People
need to stand up for it in droves and like really make it clear.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, at this point, I think he is only going to say things that are worse in order to get that publicity. Because I've always said, Kanye's such a hype addict. He's just like wants attention no matter what. Like whatever, he knows what he says is going to be shocking. He's that one of those types of people who sees good and bad press as all the same. It's all good to him. Any attention and media coverage is good.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to keep giving him that. But yeah, I agree. At the same time, it's like we have to stand up to it. We have to discuss it. But I really hope that, you know, not even Alex Jones gives him a platform anymore. Like, who is he going to go babble to next?
Right.
Because I don't even think, I mean, I don't think any of the really even far right shows will even host him anymore. Yeah. I mean, I know at some point he was like kind of working with Candace Owens and like,
I mean,
I don't know much about her deal right now, but do you think she's ever going to host him or anything
not.
Ever
That's
again?
That's what I was going to say. No matter what side of the spectrum, right wing, left wing, whatever, ultra conservative, for the most part, it's not a good look. And people know this and agree.
Yeah.
That like Nazis are bad. That's kind of a fucking known fact.
Yeah.
And no matter what you are politically, for the most part, you agree with that. Obviously, there's fucking extremists like Nick Fuentes and Kanye and whatever, but...
Yeah, but even some of those people will try to like, you know, they won't say some of the things they actually think behind closed doors because they know.
They know that's a fucking stupid ass take.
Right.
And
so will anyone ever host him ever again? Like, I feel like even Alex Jones was sitting there like oh, get this guy off my fucking stage.
Dude, watching Alex Jones, he looked so uncomfortable. I was like, damn, for Alex Jones, who's said some fucking ridiculously crazy shit.
Yeah. I can't believe he even has the balls to open his mouth. But yeah. I don't know who else would even have him on. Like, that's, let's hope he doesn't get on any other bigger platform ever again.
I mean, I just running for president.
Oh my God. So, well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just so sad. I'm sure it's really hurt a lot of people in a very deep way. Mm-hmm. I mean, this stuff is just like, yeah, like we said, it's like you haven't heard people openly, especially someone of like Kanye West saying these types. It just hits differently. It's like, wow.
How much
progress have we actually made?
Right, exactly. Like, you know that there's people out there who
of course,
are hateful bigots.
Of course.
But it's like, it's one thing to know that they like think that, but it's another thing to hear someone of that size, with a platform that size, come out and just straight up say, like Hitler, I love Nazis.
Just very like depressing and horrifying, scary, honestly.
Fucking so scary.
The whole thing just really bummed me out.
Because like Crowley said, if someone of that size of a following is going to say that, it's making it okay. It's making people think that it's okay to have these thoughts and these ideas and these opinions.
Yep.
You know, as before, it's like, well, I may think that, but I can't come out and say that because that's not PC.
Yeah.
But now, who gives a fuck? Like, you could say whatever you want, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I think anyone with a platform will stay away from the type of stuff that he's saying.
Right.
Considering.
But I'm just talking about even people like, you know, with no platform, just people in general
definitely
who say things
the
behind
fire.
Closed doors. And now they're like, oh, I can go out and say this in public.
It's like
people and say this online and say this on, you know, whatever. And
or think of like how many diehard fans out there that just believe anything that he says actually are going to like take his words seriously and try to. Although the Kanye Reddit, which has been.
Like
a big active thing for a long time. And everyone's there has turned on him too. And if they're posting all these, you know, like informational memes, I guess you could say, about the Holocaust and Holocaust denier, like calling him a denier, and he's like heading
seems
that way,
like,
which
I
it
mean,
seems like, yeah, he might already be there.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
just
fucking
like
crazy.
Mind blowing.
It really is wild. Absolutely wild.
Wow, God, it's so much worse than I ever thought it could be. Just seeing him up there is so shocking. Like thinking of him 15 years ago and then now. Wow. Just holy shit.
I know.
What a weird week or so it's been. A weird November. It's December now, but happened in November, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't keep track of the time.
Can't keep track.
Shit's just getting wild out there, though. It honestly just freaks me out and puts me in a bad mood. I don't even know how to like wrap the show up from here. This is just so crazy. Insane.
Crazy shit.
Guys, we're on a weird timeline. That's all I know.
Seriously. Yeah. So fucking strange. Ugh, God. Well, anyways, I guess we'll go ahead.
I wish we had a good note to end it here. Positive. Charlie, do you have anything?
Oh, please. I watched some of The Office. Oh,
okay, we can end on that. That's nice. Oh, good. I watched two more. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. You're welcome. I watched the episode where they're having like a fire alarm goes off, and then one of the guys, I forgot his name, the guy with the glasses, he like throws water into the room and then like breaks this glass. Yeah.
Oh, the stress relief episode.
I think
you watched that one.
Not the one that's like. Stay calm, everyone. Oh, not that one. No. It's like this other part of this. The fire alarm ones, there's like smoke in the air. And the
you sound like you have no idea what you watched, to be honest.
You guys, it's not getting any better.
Are you doing something else while watching it?
I'm
taking a nap.
No.
It's hard.
I'm petting my dogs. I mean, was doing Christmas shopping on my computer a little bit, but I was watching it.
I mean, that's all you have notes-wise from it is the guy with the glasses. I don't know. I'm kind of giving up on you ever being able to watch this show.
It's not getting funnier to me. And I'm on episode like, I think I'm probably like 4 or 5 now of season 2. When does it get funny?
I mean,
it's funny now.
It should be. It gets a lot better. I'd say definitely season 3 gets a lot better. It's a really like a specific type of humor. And it's also old. Like a lot of it wouldn't even fly today. And it's just like, you know, I don't know. Some people just aren't into it, I guess.
Oh, the one part I did find was funny was when Michael Scott was talking to someone about how he's going to rent out his like extra bedroom to somebody. He's like, I'm doing so-and-so a really big favor.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'll be charging him $300. He was like trying to make it sound like he was doing him a big favor and was like, I'm going to be renting out my room. I thought I chuckled at that part. It's funny.
I mean, it really does get a lot Michael better
Scott
from there.
Michael Scott is got some funny one-liners. But like overall, the other characters, I'm like, why are you losers?
The other characters build a lot.
Like, when you losers even here. But this, just coming back to me, when the firemen like show up and they're like, who started the fire? And they're like, so-and-so started the fire.
Oh, yeah. It does get a lot better. I really do think it does. However, it just may not be your sense of humor.
Maybe not. Which doesn't
you
make
just
sense
have none. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep. True that. No sense of humor around here. Oh, boy.
No, honestly, I think you have one of the best sense of humors that I know. So that's why I'm like shocked that you don't like this show.
I'm shocked, too, for myself.
Do you like any little sitcom like that?
Sitcom. Is that a sitcom?
No.
It's not a sitcom?
I was going to say, I didn't think it counted
as a
sitcom.
Maybe it is. What's the definition of a sitcom? Let's always thought see. It's like when people clap and it's on a live
when
audience.
People clap!
A sitcom. What is it? Like
a situation comedy.
A situation comedy. So that's kind of what this is. There's situations.
It's a genre of comedy centered on a fixed set of characters who mostly carry over from episode to episode.
Yeah, it's a sitcom.
So Schitt's Creek.
I love Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
I love Will and Grace. What else? I love That 70s Show.
That's good.
Do you like Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I haven't seen that one.
Do you like that one?
I started it. I didn't really like it. But
see, I do like that one. I think that one's very
I haven't
funny.
Watched enough of it to really give it like a fair opinion.
I also just love Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I mean, I watched that one like when it first came out a long time ago, like a couple episodes and couldn't get into it. So I should give it another shot.
Danny DeVito. Wait, what was that guy that Bird?
Who?
That joke that we had about that one guy.
Nicholas Birdcage.
I'll never forget that moment in my life. That was amazing.
Those some good times.
God, some good times.
What
with
game were we playing?
Cage.
The like lies
remember.
And the truth.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That was fun. We should try to do that
so
game again.
Fucking funny.
Yeah, that was
Birdcage. Nicholas Birdcage.
Maybe we'll get to play some games coming up here. We'll see like how spicy the world continues to be.
Birdcage. Oh God. Okay. Well, we'll end it off there.
Nicholas T. Bird. Remember.
Okay.
Oh my God, it kills
me. That was the sesh. I know we were kind of all over the place this week. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us like always.
Go check out our merch. Yes. Bahamerch.com.
Yes, 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 yes.
And we will see you on the next sesh. But until then, keep it fresh.